And you said your husband is how old?
He's 65. His name is Walter. And he wasn't born here in Mobile neither, but he's from Gulfport, Mississippi. And I think he was born in Meridian somewhere. But anyway, his home is here in Mobile, but his family's in Gulfport, Mississippi. His sisters and his mother and his father. Gulfport, Mississippi. And that's all probably I know him when I met him here, and he was working in Norton's paper company. And before I came here to work now, I was younger than what I was. I used to go to work, and so I was working at the Bell House then. And then after I went to the Bell House, I'll tell you another place it was, at Palace Laundry. That's where it was when I met him. I used to go across the field, and he'd blow me down, you know, be in the truck blowing. And I'd be wondering, so what he even named bothered me every morning? And so finally he, just continued every morning, that's how I met up with him. So we finally, we courted, but he wasn't old as he is now, he's finally in his 50s. And I guess I was right now in my 30s. Yeah, my 30s, I'm 49. That's way up there, you know, younger than me. So anyway, he'll stop and he talk. And he asked me what about being his, lady friend I was. And so we continued on to about 4 years, just coating. And finally we got married. And now I've been married with him now, that's about 3 years now. But sometimes, you know how it is, it's kind of hard to marry a ceremony. It is. Because, they don't want you to go nowhere, and sometimes we have a little get-together. You know how down here and affairs, sometimes. And I'd be wanting to get out, but I can't. It's on account of he don't want me to go nowhere. But you just have to put up with them sometimes. They're like children to their mind. You get that time, they mind it. Just like a little child, anyway. So I mean, so Mama, she tell me, she said, why? You don't need no Moses, just stay on with him. Say, because what needs them jumping out the frying pan, and hot frying pan into another one, so you just rather keep him. So I just contend on with him, and him just settle down, getting your 40s and 50s, you have to settle down and have to say, I had my life. And got my children, they grown now, and they got the little education and trying to make it themselves now. So no sense of me getting out no more. But I would like to go, just sometimes, if he just cooperate with me and go too sometimes, then it'd be fine. But no, he don't want to go nowhere. He just sit. And so we just sit and look at the television. So that's the way it is with him.
Now, is he?
Not the kid's father.
No.
The kid's father, now he was in New York, and he married again. And he has two kids up in New York by his other wife. And he taken sick and he had that carotid liver and he died. But his mother's here and the grandfather's here. And they was all born here in Mobile too, but they just left and went to New York. His aunt lived in New York. And that's why my oldest girl is living with them. And my little grandchild is with them. His mother. So my baby girl, she lives with me and one of the little grannies and my husband.
Okay. Now the husband you have now, what religion is he?
Well, he goes to Baptist and his little Well, anyway, I think it's Little Star Baptist Church he goes. He goes sometime, not all the time. I tell you what about him, he likes quartets. He loves to hear those singing more than anything to go to church regularly, hear the preacher. He loves the quartets, and he'll go to those.